This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Also see just kind of his take on the rookies as well. This week is Philly week. I will say this one you can grade a little bit more on a curve because Philly might be the fourth or fifth best roster in football.
Oh, we get to grade it on a curve. I like this. Now, are we grading the joint practices on a curve or are we grading the actual preseason game?
Probably should do both, yeah.
Okay, I'm fine with it either way. It's a tougher opponent. There's no way to deny that.
Let's get to quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Little bum today, JP. Luke Floria hurt his hamstring in the Browns preseason win over the Panthers on Friday, which makes this next part even crazier because Luke tried to come back into the game with a hamstring issue. But he's been waived with an injury designation, 2, 3, maybe 4 weeks' time to get this healed up. Now, the Browns do reportedly want to bring him back. Anybody else a little bummed about our boy Luke Floria?
Yeah, a little bummed.
That's a fun catch.
It was a fun catch. It's the type of guy that, again, our guy, Coach Riz, has been just, clamoring about. In the very early portion, when he was the only one talking about him, I was like, wait, I get it. He's a local guy. You're trying to help him out here just by spotlighting him as much as you are? He's like, no, he's awesome. Just wait, you'll see. And yeah, he turned out he was really, really good. And so it is a bummer. I guess really we're just hoping for practice squad now moving forward.
And then I would imagine it's really hard. This is the point where you kind of make or break the 53 man.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to miss 2 to 3 weeks.
Between him and Gage, like a lot of people were saying practice squad the entire time, but they have an opportunity. It's not as if if you're taking 6 wide receivers, they might only end up taking 5, but it's not like it's not wide open.
Well, I was a little surprised they cut him. I know it's a little uncommon to carry guys for 2 to 3 weeks, but I just look at this and I'm like, no offense to David Bell. I've seen enough. I was so hopeful out of Purdue, but like you've got 3 legit wide receivers. It's Judy, it's Johnson, and it's Cedric Tillman. The next 4, 5, and 6 better be some iteration of Thrash, Gage, and Luke Floria. Like, this is the first time in a long time with the Browns I've watched undrafted free agent receivers and thought they actually had something to them. I haven't even thought this much about the guys they've drafted, quite honestly, in recent years.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the Orlovsky breakdown of that play, though, and the amount of... It's funny, in the morning show, they had a guy call in and be like, Shador's only looking in one direction. It's like, what? First off, what are you watching? but the amount of different places that Shador went to then be able to find Luke in that play was incredible. But he's got an ability to find open guys. That's what I love about him and Stefanski so much, because Stefanski gets these guys open. And I bet we would have seen this combination often if he would have been able to stay healthy.
Omaha!
All right, I thought one of the more remarkable preseason plays, might be one of the more remarkable football plays I've ever seen, happened over the weekend. Jacksonville, a 70-yard field goal, courtesy of Jacksonville's TV network and the NFL network. Here we go.
This kid can really drill the ball.
Holy smokes. They got a shot.
He just kicked a 70-yard field goal. Are you kidding me?
Crazy.
I've never seen that. The NFL record.
Cam Little. I love the reaction out of it, but that was also my reaction as I was watching the game. I'm like, wait, he's going for it? 70 yarders? Are you kidding me? So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was a little bummed that it was somebody who's already entrenched, because maybe I'm already over Dustin Hopkins, but I've been watching way too much of like, okay, is this a backup kicker? What has he got going on? No, it was an incredible kick. I actually kind of feel bad for the kid that it wasn't in the regular season.
Well, so he asked after the game, like he thought he hit it. He thought the mark didn't matter preseason or regular season. He thought he then had the new record. The record, 66 yards by Justin Tucker. We've had 8 different people attempt 70 yards in an NFL game. Obviously, we're 0-for-8 on that front, but this doesn't count. Preseason doesn't count.
Are we getting to a point where like, all right, quarterback, the training for quarterbacks now is like, compared to where it was when we were growing up, is night and day. Then really just in general, the resources out there for young athletes to get better quicker, I kind of feel like we're on like the peak of Kicker Mountain.
Well, so the legs, I mean, everyone hitting a 50-yarder is no longer impressive. It's the standard. And it used to, just a decade ago, it used to be really like, whoa, he got 52 yards on that? So I don't know. Do we have to shrink the goalpost to make it tougher? Because they're still missing it at an incredible rate. It's not as if they're like more accurate than they were 15 years ago. They just hit it farther.
Let me know. I'll actually let you know.
It's like the Bryson DeChambeau effect.
When the Browns get a good kicker again, I'll be on board with this. But until then, let's keep it how it is. And then when we get our version of Justin Tucker minus the off the field issues,
I mean, because in theory, though,
then I will be all on board for shrinking the goalpost.
In theory, a 70-yard field goal shouldn't be enticing to just about anybody, because it means you basically did nothing to get actual yards on the drive.
Yeah, but think about how well Cam Little would play in Cleveland.
It's a great name.
Yeah, well, no, I was thinking just because if you can hit a 70-yarder, Browns might score 21 points a game.
The dream.
Think about the bad Browns offenses. Cam Little would bail your ass out this year.
Omaha!
Travis Bezzana is moving on up. He's been promoted to AAA Columbus. He was hitting .281 with an .824 OPS at Akron since returning from injury in July. Is there still a chance we see Travis in Cleveland this season?
I don't think so. He has played pretty good as of late, though. I don't think it's happening this year. I would bet it's next year. And it probably is like, probably at the deadline of next year as well, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I don't know. I could kind of see if they're the best of both worlds is he finishes with Columbus. I can't tell you if they're in the playoffs or not. And then you just give him like 2 weeks just to be around. Yeah, maybe you don't even play the kid. You just bring him up on the roster and just let him acclimate to the big league environment while you're going down the stretch. Because I think if you're in the wild card spot, the best thing you can do is have young players just practicing with you and just understanding like this is what you're striving to be a part of.
I mean, I'd love to see it. I this organization has just never been in a rush with any of these guys. And so I would bet they go into next year, and I would bet it'd be around the deadline. But if it isn't and they surprise me, then that's awesome. I'd love to see Bezzana up here.
I feel like Travis was going to be the guy that bucked that trend. I think they were primed to be very aggressive with him.
If he didn't get injured, then I think you're 100% right. If he didn't get injured, there's a world out there where he's up and he's playing, and that's the reality. Because every time we asked Antonetti about that, he was like, well, if he keeps playing, he's going to have his spot up here, as if they were preparing him to be up here. It's just the injury set him back.
Can I tell everybody he's also going to be your left fielder in the future? Sorry to be that guy.
Well, that's interesting.
I have heard enough that in terms of trying to play second base, he's going to be a touch slow for that. I think he's going to be your left fielder. He's not a center fielder. Maybe I don't know. I don't know about right field. I think he could be the guy that takes over for Kwan, which might have been why they were so inclined to listen to offers to him at this deadline.
That is how you swallow a Stephen Kwan trade, though, in many ways. It's like, all right, we traded Kwan, but here's Bezzana. So it's the classic yay boo, the reverse of the boo yay.
Omaha!
All right, Paul Feinbaum says he will leave the country if the Big Ten wins another national championship this year. Here's Feinbaum.
It is. And by the way, if it's not, I'm leaving the country because I am so sick and tired of being harassed by Big Ten fans on our show. The Big Ten has literally done nothing. They won two national championships. Michigan won one 2 years ago. They won 1.5 national championships, I think, and before that in 70 years, and they act like they invented football. I believe Texas is going to win. It's going to end all this, and on January 20th, I'll be the happiest man in America because I won't have to listen to the Big Teners, or as my callers call them, the Little Teners.
Courtesy of ESPN. He loves that line.
Paul's so funny.
That's such a lame line at the end, but he loves
it. If Paul was a Big Ten troll, we would love him. But because he's an SEC troll.
It's a commitment to the bit you have to appreciate.
This is such a strong stance. It almost makes me want to root for Penn State to win a national championship, which...
I can't do it.
The funniest part about that would be is it would lock James Franklin into Happy Valley for the next 20 years and then he'd never win another one.
I think he's there anyway. He's tried to parlay that into something else. Nobody wants him.
Actually, you're right. Maybe that'd be the worst thing for Penn State because maybe an NFL team would come a-calling. This is a good bit by Paul. That's good, because even as a Big Ten fan, I'm listening. I'm like, come on, Paul.
Also, nobody's holding him to actually leaving the country, right? It'd be a joke in Big Ten world, but he doesn't care about us anyway.
I will say.
That'd be really funny if he did like three shows from like Costa Rica or something and was like, hey, this is what I'm doing.
Feinbaum in Francais.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Huh? Omaha!
LeBron went viral earlier this summer when he went golfing for the first time, allegedly. A few months later, he has an update.
Addicted. I'm sorry. I know. Yep, that's it. Raining and everything. Come on.
Why did you bleep the come on Cotton? I think he was saying that to Cyan Cotton, right?
I didn't know what he said, so I just
that's fair.
Did you think it was racist?
No, I just did not know what he said, so I played it safe.
How far will LeBron's golfing addiction go?
As far as everyone's golfing addiction goes, there's no end in sight.
Yeah, one's
golfing is addictive. That's what makes it so fun, but it's addictive.
So here's the problem. MJ took up the sport, I believe, when he was a much younger man.
Yeah, he did.
LeBron taking it up at 40. One, that's a midlife crisis move, it's okay. I'm about to be 40 anyways. But two, you've really capped your ceiling of what you're going to be able to do being a 41-year-old that's also 6'8" and 260 pounds. I think he's going to be the guy that like golfs for fun, which we like, unlike MJ, who's a bit of a psychopath with gambling.
But LeBron's swing is trash right now.
I think it's always going to be trash.
I think he's got so much money and so many resources. I think eventually he'll be all right.
Not at 41.
Oh, that's not really
an
issue.
He'll be better than me, of course, because he has the resources, endless resources.
He's going to...
But
it
amongst former pros, people are going to take money from that man.
How addicted he gets will dictate how great he wants to be with this. And it's again, he's not going to play on the Champions Tour or anything, but he'll be all right, because all these guys end up... When they get serious about it, they're really good. Like, Steph Curry's amazing. I don't know if you ever watched Steph Curry play golf. Well, he's a plus handicap. He's really good.
That's the other problem, is that Steph has been golfing, I actually think, since when he was in high school in Charlotte.
Steph's been golfing forever. He's talked about the lessons he takes and the resources he has and the access he has. Because think about it. And like Steph, I saw an interview with this with Steph, and he highlighted, he's basically like, any time I want a lesson from what is arguably a top five instructor in the world, I can have it at my fingertips, because these guys all just want to come and hang out with me.
Yeah, but the thing with that is, those guys have set a different bar. Like 30 years ago, you could be Charles Barkley and golf like a jackass, and oh, it's a funny bit. You can if you're LeBron. You don't have the personality that Barkley has, and the bar has changed from back when Sir Charles first started stinking up the links.
I'm shocked LeBron and his people put out his swing as often as they do. It looks like a broken lawn chair.
It's got to be humanizing.
I don't know why they keep doing it. Like, I like watching LeBron on the golf course, but it hurts my eyes watching him swing.
I think it's humanizing. He'd still kick my ass at golf. So
I mean, it's golf. You can't really judge people too hard, but like his swing is, it makes my eyes bleed.
Recent success be damned, ESPN is still dismissive of your Cleveland Guardians. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.